You look pretty good to me. Where do you feel your timing is? Any soreness, any kind of hesitation on your end?
No soreness at all. You know, I feel good. I'm out there running around, looking good and stuff. Like I said, I don't feel like I missed the beat. You know, with 11 months off, I feel good out there.
Do you feel like the whole timing thing, just because you haven't been able to work in practice sessions, do you feel that is where you want it to be? Or?
You know what? I mean, just because I haven't been able to work in practice, you know, I've been working pretty much every day after practice or before practice. I've been putting in the work. So, I mean, the time is not an issue at all because, I mean, I've been putting in the work ever since I've been able to go full speed. I've been working, been throwing with Kurt, been throwing with RG, been throwing with Colt, and I've been getting a decent amount of work again.
What would be, I guess, the only, is there any doubt in your mind that you are ready to go and that you should, I mean, you should be activated for Dallas?
No doubt at all, man. I feel good out there. You know, like I say, my knee is holding up great. I feel good. And, I mean, it's up to the coaches. It's their decision whether they want to play me or not. So I just got to just keep working, just keep putting the work and keep showing I'm ready and see where it's going from there.
And you mentioned you've worked with Colt. I mean, assuming he's the starter, because that's the way it looks right now, what stands out to you in your mind about Colt?
I mean, we got three pretty good quarterbacks. You know, they all came in camp. They all competed against each other. You know, and like it should happen. And I mean, I feel like any one of them can get the job done. I mean, unfortunately, coach had to pull Kurt. But I mean, you know, Colt, I feel like he can get that and get the job done.
Do you have a sense, Leonard, when they're going to let you know if you're going to play Monday night? I guess with Steven, it was on a Saturday, right?
Yeah, I have no clue, man. I just got to just keep focused, keep on stand playbook. You know, just go to practice, work hard, and just hopefully they let me know something.
I guess one of the quirks of this team is there aren't a lot of wide receivers who are also special teams guys. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's been discussed at all? Is that something they've got you?
No, I mean, I don't know when I address. I don't know what will happen, you know, so my role haven't been discussed at all. So I just got to just keep working, like I said, just keep grinding, taking it day by day and see what goes.
Would it be, I know you want to play, but mm-hmm. Would you be disappointed if you're not activated for it? I mean, I don't want to put you in a spot to call out, you know. I mean, but you feel like you can help this team, and I think we all that have covered you understand how you can help this team.
Yeah, I feel like I can help the team out. You know, I mean, would I be disappointed? Yes. I mean, every competitor will. You know, you want to be out there. You want to help. You want to do whatever you can to help your team get a W. And that's whether it's practicing, whether it's in the game. I mean, but like I say, I can't be down if I don't dress. I just got to just keep working, keep pushing it. And, hey, whatever comes, whenever my time comes, I got to be ready.
One of the things that has always stood out, I guess, to me and others about you is your ability to run routes, you know, which is something that people don't talk about a whole lot. Is that something that these coaches, that this new staff has kind of mentioned to you that is going to push you maybe ahead of other guys in certain situations, or have they highlighted that?
No, like I say, I haven't really been much communication between me and the coaches. I mean, you know, I've been hurt, so I mean, it ain't really no need to communicate with me that much because I can't do anything. But once I got back, you know, I just gotta just keep working. I gotta show them what I can do, you know. And like you say, I'm very hard on myself when I run the routes because I need to get in out of that break. I need to make a play. I need to get open versus man to man on third down. I need to do those things. So I just like to go out there and just compete and do what I can do and get better.
Does having Ike back help your cause or your argument because he saw you in 12?
I mean, ultimately, it's all up to the head coach. You know, every decision is made goes through the head coach. So whether having Ike back helps or not, I mean, I still got to go out there and show up on film and make the catches and run the routes and get open.
You're back to your first full week coming off the PUP list. How good does it feel to just get back to playing some football?
I feel good, man. Like I'm excited to be back out there. You know, going those last week, the 3 days of practice, I worked hard, I competed. I was feeling good. You know, I had my teammates coming up to me, telling me how good I look and stuff like that, and I didn't feel like I missed a beat.
Where would you put yourself health-wise, percentage-wise?
100%, man. I feel good. You know, I have no setbacks, my knee didn't swell up or anything, and I was out there running around moving good.
Now, when you look at the receivers that are here, you really haven't had a chance to play with them, you know, obviously because of the injury. How do you envision yourself being a complement to them?
I mean, the only two guys I haven't played with Deshaun and Andre. But those guys, man, they come to practice. They work hard each and every day. They put in the work, and, you know, we all have talent. We all can go out there, we all can make the catch. We all make the game-winning catch, big third down, you know. And we just got to keep working together, keep competing against each other, having fun, and just go out there and make plays and help teams get wins.